This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You can really see that bathtub ring at massive Lake Powell in the west. That's the reservoir behind the Glen Canyon Dam that evens out household and farm water and makes the hydropower happen in seven western states. The water is the lowest ever, with some scientists using the word mega drought. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports now on how the west's water crisis could become an energy crisis.
Page, Arizona, has had a front row seat to dwindling water levels at Lake Powell.
Well, it's certainly disturbing.
Brian Hill, who heads up the city's public power utility, says Page typically sources about half of its electricity from hydropower.
So now what we're having to do is to go into more and more expensive resources to replace that power.
Like oil and natural gas, which also produce more carbon emissions, says John Fleck, a water policy researcher at the University of New Mexico.
In the midst of the problem caused by climate change, we're losing one of our greenhouse gas-free power generation sources.
Hydropower accounts for about 7% of electricity generated in the U.S., but in western states, that number is much higher. And Fleck says some rural and tribal communities rely on it disproportionately.
They may see brownouts or blackouts.
And higher electricity bills, he says, as the West gets warmer and drier. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.